The Osgood File, Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, the man whose country is famous for its lack of gay people.
We don't have homosexuals like in your country.
Has planted a manly kiss on the president of Iraq. More after this. This week saw the first meeting between leaders of Iran and Iraq since 1979. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran and Iraqi President Talabani stood before the cameras holding hands and exchanged manly kisses. And President Talabani even said that Ahmadinejad could call him Uncle Jalal. Ironic, since it's actually Ahmadinejad who could use a shorter nickname. The visit comes at a time when Iran seems to have stopped supporting local militants in favor of supporting leaders willing to use politics to get their way. But according to General Ray Odierno, despite the on-camera display of cooperation, Iran can't seem to resist slipping weapons into the country.
What I expect out of Iran is they should stop supporting these surrogate organizations who continue to attempt to destabilize the government of Iraq.
Admiral William Fallon, the top commander of troops in the Middle East, backed him up on Iran's unhelpfulness, but did say that violence is down and Iraqi politicians are learning how to run the government.
It's been encouraging to watch the development of these people from Prime Minister Maliki on down. To see them take responsibility.
Not everyone agrees with that assessment. The Iraqi government has once again postponed local elections, apparently for fear too many Shiites would win. But for the moment, Admiral Fallon likes what he sees.
It is truly remarkable today to look at the statistical evidence and, as many of you know, because you're in there to see it, to actually see the difference on the ground.
In fact, it's improved enough that more of the surge troops will be coming home. As for what Iran is up to, with the kiss and the handshake and the nickname, it sounds like a classic case of trading peace for influence, something the next president can look forward to dealing with. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, March 5th, 2008.